time to play Stump the Cook, the Splendid Tables refrigerator game. Now, here's how it works. A listener calls in with five things actually in their refrigerator. I have to come up with a dish with those five ingredients that the caller would really eat. But the final judgment comes from our celebrity guest stump master, and this week it is Frank DeCaro, former movie critic of The Daily Show and now radio host and author of The Dead Celebrity Cookbook. Frank, good to have you with us. Welcome.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here. Thank you.
So, Frank, tell me, Dead Celebrity Cookbook?
When I was in college at Northwestern, someone gave a dead celebrity party, and we all had to go dressed as our favorite dead celebrity. And I went dressed as Yul Gibbons, who was selling grape nuts at the time. And then he said, many parts of a pine tree are edible, and then he died. So I thought, this is perfect for me. And the one thing we didn't have, even though we had people dressed like Adam and Eve and people dressed like Judy Garland and Bill Bojangles Robinson, we had everybody, we didn't have dead celebrity food. And I thought, well, that planted the seed of what we needed to do. And then I started collecting anything that had a celebrity recipe in it, and the celebrities took care of it themselves by dying. And so I just put it together.
So some of your great picks from the book.
My favorite recipe in the book, and you promise not to laugh, is Liberace sticky buns. Okay, I think they're absolutely delicious. I made a batch of 24, and I ate 9 before they were cool enough to handle. So, and as I learned from Cookie Monster, they're a sometime food. You know, you're not supposed to eat as many as 9 at a time. And there's a whole chapter in there on recipes from Lucy, because it's Lucy's 100th birthday, and in 2011 it was, and then it was also the 60th anniversary of I Love Lucy.
I couldn't believe the amount of recipes the woman really liked to cook.
Well, I don't know if she liked to cook or not, but she left behind this treasure trove of recipes, and I thought, any woman who has been attacked by a 12-foot loaf of bread in her own kitchen on television, I think, deserves a whole chapter in the book. So that's how the woman smuggled a cheese home from Europe dressed as a baby. You have to give her some props.
Okay. All right. Now, we have a contestant. It is Katie from Washington, D.C. Katie, are you there?
I am.
Katie, say hello to Frank.
Hello, Frank.
Hi, Katie.
Okay, Katie. You have five things in your refrigerator, but I get some freebies. I get salt, pepper, water, okay, and three things that you really have in your kitchen.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, five things, Katie. What have you got?
Okay, so I have cabbage.
Okay.
I have sweet potatoes.
Okay.
I've got pomegranates.
Fabulous, okay.
And membrillo.
Oh, that's the quince paste.
Correct.
Membrillo, okay. That's four. What is... Number five is going to be a doozy. I just feel it coming.
There's a really nice cheese shop in our town, but they sell prosciutto ends. So I have a nice big hunk of prosciutto, and I think it's actually from Parma, but it may be like a pound of meat.
My people. Okay. Now, oh, wait, this is beautiful. I cannot tell you how pleased I am. All right. Why don't we bake those sweet potatoes and puree them? And flavor them. Do you have garlic?
Yeah.
Do you have chili?
Yes, fresh chili and pepper flakes.
Okay.
And chili paste, Thai chili paste.
Chili paste. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Okay, we're going to melt the quince paste with some of the Thai chili paste and garlic with obviously salt and pepper. That's going to get stirred into the baked sweet potatoes.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
And now that is now utterly delicious on its own. Take those pomegranates and you're going to squeeze that delicious sour sweet juice out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Put that aside. Now you're going to cut up those little bits of the prosciutto into little dice. You are going to take olive oil. This is my third ingredient.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're going to saute those little ends in the olive oil until they're golden and they've given off a little bit of fat. Take them out. In that, you're going to saute the cabbage.
Okay.
And add a little water so it wilts, but it still has a tad of crunch.
Right.
Now, make a ring of that still slightly crunchy cabbage on a big platter.
Right.
In the center of that ring, you're going to make a beautiful heap of those gorgeous golden jewel-colored sweet potatoes.
Okay.
All right. Drizzle the juice of the pomegranate over the cabbage.
But not on the sweet potatoes.
Not on the sweet potatoes. And you're going to sprinkle all of that dice of that prosciutto over the sweet potatoes. And this gets served really as a main dish.
I'm salivating.
Oh, I'm so glad. So first of all, Katie, would you actually eat this?
Well, it's a big contrast between the sweet potato flavors and the cabbagey flavors. But I think it actually might work.
You think you might do it,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, I think I would.
Frank, what do you think? Do I pass or fail?
You pass. I'm coming to your house. Of course you pass. That sounds absolutely delicious.
Yes! Yes, and you know, there is just nothing like winning, I have to say. Seriously, thank you both.
Thank you.
You know, now that I think about it, don't you think that curry paste and the sweet potato with the quince, I think that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, I'm actually just pulling it out right now.
I want the address off the air. I'll be there in about an hour.
You got it. And Katie, thanks for being a great sport.
Okay.
And Frank, you are just a gem for playing.
Thank you. This is like being asked to be on the Oscars of food shows. I'm thrilled and delighted. Thank you so much for having me here. Take care.
You too can play Stump the Cook. Call or email us with your five ingredients, and one of our producers may call you to play on the air.